pretty.
Yes. What is it?
I call it three babies and a guitar.
Oh.
Oh, yeah? Well, you want to know what I call it? A mess.
Ruined. My work is ruined. Sometimes she makes me so mad. I wish something really bad would happen to her.
No, don't say that, Tommy.
You should never wish bad things on other people. What if they came true?
He's right, Tommy.
Something really bad might happen to Angelica.
Yeah. Like maybe your hair could turn into worms.
Or maybe your nose could get bigger and bigger until she couldn't move without bumping into walls.
No.
I wish something really bad would happen to Angelica. Something so bad that, well, I can't even think of it yet.
What?
I wish that the baddest thing in the whole world happened to Angelica. I wish.
That mosquito must have been the size of a B-52. This here bug zapper sure does the trick.
Hey, little bro.
Hey, big bro.
How is my little angel today?
Just as sweet and perfect and lovable as ever.
That's right, Daddy.
Well, what else could she be?
I say, Stu, could I ask you a favor?
Sure, bro.
You see, today is the anniversary of Charlotte's first leveraged buyout, so I got her a present.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I want it to be a surprise, so I thought maybe you could look after it for a couple of hours.
No problem. What is it?
Oh, it's a work of art, Stu. The most beautiful masterpiece you've ever seen.
Wait till you see it, Stu. You've never seen anything like it.
Great.
It's brilliant. It's stunning. It's masterful.
It's Angelica.
Isn't it special? A perfect representation of my little angel.
Yeah, it's special, all right. Maybe we should put it out in the backyard.
The backyard? Why?
Well, you know, we got those rug mites. Wouldn't want them to wreck the base.
Oh, okay. I think it's safe out there.
Oh, yeah.
Easy. Oh, thanks a lot, Stu. Angelica and I will be back in a bit to pick it up.
You shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have wished that something bad would happen to Angelica.
Just wishing something can't hurt nobody.
It's Angelica!
She turned into a rock! Look what you've done, Tommy! Look what you've done!
I didn't mean to.
Yes, you did, Tommy. Remember, you wished that the baddest thing in the whole world would happen to Angelica, and it did, Tommy. It really did.
But I didn't mean for something like this to happen.
You sure thought about that before, Tommy.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than turning into a rock. Except maybe turning into mashed peas.
Or bat jewel.
Or mashed peas and bat jewel.
I'm sorry, Angelica. I'm really sorry.
I don't think she can hear you, Tommy.
She's rock solid.
What am I gonna do, Chucky?
Uh-oh, better do something fast.
Hey, Deed, have you seen my underwear?
Oh, have you checked your underwear drawer?
I swear, I love him, but sometimes I think that man couldn't find his nose if he had his finger. Oh, hi, Angelica. I thought your daddy already came to pick you up. He must be coming back to get you later. You know you're always welcome to stay with us as long as you...
Hey, Deed, I still can't find him.
Oh, coming, dear.
Come on, we gotta hide Angelica before my mom comes back.
But how, Tommy? She's made out of rock.
Chucky, first we gotta find another place for Angelica.
Even when she's a rock, she makes me miserable.
Well, at least that crisis is under control.
Hey, Deed, have you seen my socks?
I kinda like her this way.
Me too. She can't pick on us anymore.
Let's keep her this way.
You guys, we can't just leave Angelica.
Angelica like this forever.
Why not?
Well, because Angelica's not just a big old mean kid who likes to push us around and pull our hair and make us eat old green stuff from under the couch.
She's not.
No, she's a lot more than that. She's the one who's been there before us. She's the one who shows us the way. Sure, she's hard on us. She's gotta be hard. But she's our friend, and we've gotta help her. Plus, if we don't turn her back into real, we're gonna get into a lot of trouble.
Okay, whatever you say, you're right.
But how, Toby? How can we turn her back to real? Well, I'm the one who made her like this, right?
Yeah.
So all I gotta do now is make a wish for her to turn back into real again. Then everything will be okay.
Do it.
I wish that Angelica turns back to real. I really wish that Angelica turns back to real. I really, really wish that Angelica turns back to real.
It's no use, Toby. Angelica is rock, and rock she shall be made.
Read my clips. No branches.
Oh, no.
Trouble now.
Oh, Pop.
Now what? Can't you see I'm on a mission?
You got a phone call. It's some woman named Morgana.
Ooh, well, why didn't you say so?
Come on, we gotta move Angelica again before Grandpa comes back.
Oh, no, I'm not getting back up on that wagon again. Not no way, not no how.
Oh, why me? Why always me?
Maybe we can squirt milk all over so she gets real messy.
How would that make her real?
I don't know. I just like to do it.
Maybe we could give her a nice bubble bath.
How would that make her real?
I don't know, but it would wash off the milk.
Hey, I got an idea. Maybe we hasn't been able to turn Angelica back into a real girl because we wasn't treating her like a real girl.
What you talking about, Phil?
You know, it's like in that story, Pinocchio. He had to learn how to be a real boy before he could be a real boy.
So we gotta act like Angelica's a real girl.
And then she'll be a real girl.
Let's do it.
Hey, Deed, have you seen my old work clothes? I want to go rake up the leaves.
Oh, no!
Okay, push your hobby. More juice, Angelica?
How about some nice applesauce?
It's not working.
You know what, guys? I don't think this applesauce is gonna do the job. We need something better.
Like what, Tommy?
Just think, what's Angelica's favorite food? What's she always trying to trick us into getting for her? What's the one thing she'd always eat even if she was made of rock?
Cookies!
Okay, Chucky, you keep a lookout. We're going after her.
Hey, Drew, back so soon?
Oh, yeah. Couldn't wait to pick up my little angel.
What is it, Chucky?
Get out, Chucky!
Do it, Chucky!
Your Uncle Drew's here to get Angelica!
Let's get out of here!
Angelica's so excited about it.
Oh, no! What are we gonna do?
Hurry, get in the wagon!
We broke Angelica.
Oh, Angelica. My poor, poor Angelica. This was your hand. Your little hand. Oh, why did I ever make that wish? Why did I ever say the baddest thing? Why didn't I say the next to the baddest thing? Or the not so baddest thing? Why?
Hey, what are you babies doing?
Angelica!
Those aren't rocks. They're
what is it, Sweetie? What's
yeah!
Something wrong?
Something wrong? Stu, that's my statue. My $469.57 statue.
That's too bad. But don't forget, Druzer, your little brother here is a Class A inventor. I'll fix it right up before you can say hokey pokey.
Hokey pokey.
I call it Angelica descending a staircase.
I call it a mess.
Well, I guess I learned my lesson. Be careful what you wish for. It might come true.
Yeah, somebody you know might turn into a statue.
Or eyeballs.
Or worm guts.
Or eyeballs in worm guts.
Said, a big glow on the floor rates a name on the door, or something like that. Well, it's really not your place to question me on that sort of thing, is it? I think you know exactly what
Hi.
I'm saying.
Hi, come on in.
Oh, I can't stay, Dee. We just have to drop off Angelica and run. Bye, sweetie.
Bye, Daddy. Don't worry, Drew. We'll take good care of Angelica while you're away on your rafting trip.
I still don't get why they call it power rafting.
It beats me, but Charlotte says it's great for networking. Now, are you sure you're going to be all right, Princess?
Yes, Daddy. I'll be fine.
You know we'll be gone a whole week.
The sooner you leave, the sooner you can come back with lots of presents for me.
They called our offer a joke? All right, then. You tell them if they can't take a joke, they can... Hold on, Jonathan. Ciao, sweetie. Kiss.
Bye, Mommy.
Hurry, Drew. I'm getting a fax.
Have a great time.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Uncle Stu, I want to go to the zoo.
I'm sorry, Angelica. I got a lot of work to do today. Maybe on Saturday.
Take me to the zoo. Will you take me?
No, I can't today, sweetie.
But I'm the guest. Hey, Grandpa, what do you say me and you get out of here and go do something?
Well, my calendar's pretty full. I gotta watch the Fishing with Stan and Orville show at 5. Say, do you want to watch it with me?
I think I'm kind of busy.
You don't know what you're missing.
I never want to get old.
Me, Angelica, the famous ballerina dancer.
Not right now, Angelica. I gotta finish this hippocopter.
Hi, Aunt Dee Dee. How'd you like to hear some impressions?
I'm kind of busy, sweetheart.
First, Popeye the Sailor. I am what I am, and that's all that I am. Thank you! Thank you very much!
Angelica, I...
For my next impression, Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hasta la vista, baby.
Not right now, sweetie. I'm working.
Hi, Tommy. Wanna play something?
Actually, I'm kind of tired. I think I'm gonna take a nap.
A nap? What do you wanna take a nap for? Nobody's making you.
I always take a nap after I watch Captain Blasto. I just get tired and fall asleep.
No, Tommy! Tommy! Speak to me, Tommy! He's gone.
20 minutes to Fishing with Stan and Orville. Sure you don't want to join me?
Yeah, right. I'm really gonna watch a fishing show.
Looks like Jim's using a 5-pound test line.
Guess the excitement was too much for him.
53873-bay lure.
Boy, what a yucky day. Nobody wants to do anything. Nobody pays any attention to me. I'm the guest. You're supposed to do what I want to do.
And after you bring the bouillabaisse, you can fluff my pillows.
Anything for you, my darling. I'll wait on you night and day. I'll cater to your every whim until that leg of yours is entirely healed.
Look at that. Just because she's got a broken leg, he's doing everything she tells him to do. Say, that's not a bad idea.
I just can't get this hippocopter to fly.
Stu, if hippos were meant to fly, they wouldn't weigh 3,000 pounds.
Ow! Ow! Oh,
Angelica, what happened?
Oh, my leg! I think it's broke!
Mr. and Mrs. Peaches?
It's Pickles.
Yes, of course. I'm Dr. Hoagie Doozer.
Is Angelica gonna be all right?
She's in X-ray right now. We'll know in a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Bob. I'll be your X-ray technician.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna take pictures of your insides. Say cheese!
strange at first, but after a while, you get to like it.
Peaches, peaches. Ah, here it is. It appears that Angelica has sustained a massive fracture of the left fibula.
I did? Oh, yeah. Ow!
I recommend we put her in a leg cast.
Doctor, are you sure? Maybe we should get a second opinion.
I may be young, ma'am, but I know a broken leg when I see one. I'm a highly trained professional.
Here's your chocolate milk, Doctor.
Thank you.
Dr. Doozer said we should keep you in bed and do all we can to help keep you comfortable while your leg heals.
I've rigged up this call buzzer for you, sweetheart. Now, if there's anything you need, all you have to do is push this button. We can hear the buzzer anywhere in the house, and we'll come right away.
Are you in any pain, dear?
A little.
What a trooper.
What are you looking at, peanut head?
Is your leg really broke, Angelica?
No.
Then why'd they put it in a cast?
How do I know? Go figure, grown-ups. All I know is I got this.
What does that do?
Watch.
Yes, Angelica?
Auntie, you can take the baby away now. I'm tired of playing with it.
All right, sweetheart. Tommy, it's past your bedtime anyway.
This is gonna be great. Morning, Aunt Dee Dee. Could you please get me a cold drink?
Of course, dear. I'll be right back. There you are, Angelica.
Thank you, Aunt Dee Dee. Aunt Dee Dee, I wanted a cold drink. Oh,
that is a cold drink.
It isn't really cold. Thank you, Aunt Dee Dee.
Yes, Angelica?
Uncle Stu, I want to watch TV.
But Angelica, the only television in the house is the big 27-inch console downstairs.
I know. Aunt Dee Dee, would you fluff my pillows? Uncle Stu, would you open my window? I'd do it myself, but my leg's broke.
What is it, Angelica?
I need a tissue. It's a little cold in here. Could you shut my window?
What is it, Angelica?
I can't remember. Uncle Stu, it's getting kind of stuffy in here again. Could you open my window? That's a little too open. There, that's better. Thank you, Uncle Stu. You're the bestest uncle there is.
She's starting to get to me, Deed. We've been waiting on her hand and foot for 2 days straight. I'm gonna go up there and disconnect that buzzer.
No, Stu, you can't.
Sure I can. One little snip and...
I'm exhausted, too, but you remember what Dr. Doozer said. She needs our care.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I've been trying to reach Charlotte, but her cellular phone is always busy.
Call that a counteroffer? I'd call it... Hold on, Jonathan, we're coming to a rapid.
Your turn.
Aunt Dee Dee, tell me a story.
How about the three little pigs?
No.
Okay. How about the little engine that could?
No.
Hansel and Gretel?
No. Tell me a story about an angel.
I don't think I know any stories about angels, honey.
Then make one up.
I'm not very good at making up stories.
Oh, my fibula!
Once upon a time, there was an angel.
And what was the angel's name?
Beth?
No.
Heidi?
No.
Angelica?
That's right, Aunt Dee Dee. Go on.
I don't know how much more of this I can take, Dee Dee. Boy, am I beat.
Uncle Stu, I want some chocolate pudding.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm tired, and we don't have any chocolate pudding.
Oh, the pain!
Angelica, we don't have any chocolate pudding.
There must be a store open somewhere.
Angelica, I'm not going out at 3 in the morning to buy you chocolate pudding, and that's final. Where's the chocolate pudding?
We're out of the ready-made stuff, but we got pudding mix.
Stu, what are you doing?
Making chocolate pudding.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Why on earth are you making chocolate pudding?
Because I've lost control of my life. Here's your pudding, Angelica.
Oh, that's okay, Uncle Stu. I'm not hungry anymore.
One more time, I'm liable to crack.
Stu, it's all right. It's just the telephone.
Telephone, of course. The telephone.
Hello? Yes, doctor.
We've had a slight mix-up with the x-rays. Apparently, Angelica's leg isn't broken after all. You can bring her down right away to remove the cast. I'm terribly sorry for the mistake. Mr. Peaches, I guess I owe you an apology, too.
Stu, the hospital made a mistake. Angelica's fine. We can bring her down to take the cast off right away. Stu, what's the matter?
I'm just so happy.
Drew, what are you doing back so soon?
We had to come back. Charlotte had a little run-in with a kayak.
You mean...
broken leg.
Oh, it's just, you know, I can't get any cooperation around here. Hold on. Angelica, what's taking so long?
But, Daddy, I want to do something fun.
Look, Angelica, as long as Mommy is in her cast, we're going to have to make her as comfortable as possible. Anything Mommy wants, Mommy gets. Understand?
Drew! Angelica! I need you now!
Angelica, do you know how to make chocolate pudding?